What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
Hi, and I'm Patty.
And where did we leave off with our last podcast? We had just come across the border into Maine from Canada, our trip to Nova Scotia.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, it sure was. I love Nova Scotia.
It was really interesting going through the border crossing because in Maine, there really isn't too much traffic there, especially the morning that we came through.
Right. We got right in, really. Mm-hmm. There was like one car in front of us.
One car in front of us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're watching the car ahead of us. And the next thing you know, the car ahead of us is told to pull to the side.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing when you're crossing the border.
No.
So I was, okay. Well, you know, we don't really have anything to worry about. Mm. Finally, they told us to pull up to the booth, and we did. So the customs agent asked for our ID.
Oh, she was really pretty, wasn't she?
Oh, man, she was.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd be crossing that border all the time.
Yeah.
But she was really nice to us. Mm-hmm. But she was asking us a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Where were you? How long were you there? Where are you going from here? And then she asked if the RV was unlocked. And we said, yeah, it is. You know, the car behind us is unlocked as well. So she said she was going to come on board. So she leaves the booth, and she took quite a while to kind of walk around the RV in the car, and then she comes in the side door of the RV, and the first thing she says is, "What is that gray thing on the floor in the front seat of the Jeep?" And I said, "Well, that's the brake unit. That coordinates from the RV to the brake of the Jeep."
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then she said, "Where's the shower?" She wanted to go look in the shower. Well, the thing was, she couldn't get back there because the bed was blocking it.
Yeah, that's right. And so, the slides are in.
Yeah, the slides are in, so you can't get back there.
You had a lot of stuff on the bed, too.
Yeah.
So there was really, it would have been difficult for her to crawl across the bed.
I just have a few things on there. I don't have a whole lot when we're traveling, but that would have been tough for her to crawl across the bed.
Yeah, because she has a gun on and all this other equipment.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But it's interesting. It's just, where's the shower?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what? You need a shower? Or what?
Yeah, really.
So, I just sat in the seat, you know?
Right. So then she opened the refrigerator. She knew exactly how to unlock it. She opened it up. But she can only get in one side of it because it's real tight where the refrigerator is when the slides are closed. And on the other side of the refrigerator, there's clothes hanging on the wall. So she...
It was pretty cramped.
Yeah, it was real cramped. So she could only get in the part of the refrigerator and look in there. She pulled out the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
She took those out.
Yeah.
She said, I have to take these. And then she took my lemons out of the refrigerator.
That's right.
I had some cut lemons in there. She took those.
Mm-hmm.
She took a cucumber.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she took that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some onions.
Yeah, I had onions on the countertop and some garlic. She didn't take any of that. I'm not sure why.
So I'm thinking she went back inside with her cohorts and said, hey, we're having Eggs Benedict this morning. Next time we stop a Canadian, maybe we can get some Canadian ham.
There you go. Yeah,
I don't know.
That had to be it.
So anyway, they waved us through. We went through customs and we were back in the United States.
Yeah.
But our goal was to go back to Bar Harbor. That's one of our favorite cities.
Yeah, we thought, well, we're passing by there. We might as well stop there again because we didn't get a chance to go to Acadia National Park when we were there because we were busy and then we were only there for a few days before we hopped on the ferry.
Right.
So.
And that's a great place to go, Acadia National Park.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a reservation. When we came back the second time, we didn't need a reservation.
No.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we went into Bar Harbor and several people on Facebook and Instagram had told us about a place to go in Bar Harbor. It's called Getty's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we thought it was Getty's.
Right.
It's really called
Jetty's.
Jetty's.
Mm-hmm. It's a G-E-D-D-Y.
Right.
You would think it'd be Getty's,
right,
but it's Jetty's.
Like Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Of Rush.
Right.
So I'm thinking, does he have a hand in this place? I don't know. But to make a long story short, we go to Getty's. And guess what? We love it.
Yeah, we do. We sit at the bar, and that night we had sat at the bar. We had pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
We each got our own because I wanted my own kind, and he wanted his, which was absolutely delicious, by the way. My pizza was awesome.
Mine was better.
Oh, no, no, no. Mine was. Mine had, it Let's see. It had figs.
Oh, yeah. There we go with figs. Last time you had figs, we know what happened.
No.
There was a podcast about that.
It had fig preserves, goat cheese, and arugula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, was that good.
Yeah. Mine was quite different
from
that.
Oh, that's right. And it had prosciutto.
Oh,
that was so good.
All right. I can go with the prosciutto.
Yeah.
That I understand.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we're sitting there enjoying it, and he was taking my picture, and this lady comes up to us and says, "Can I take your picture? You guys look like you're having so much fun. You're enjoying your food." So we said, sure.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
So yeah, she had her cell phone and her...
A little suspicious, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. But, you know, her shirt said Getty's on it. So I thought, okay, she must work here. So I said, "Do you work here?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "What do you do?" And she said, "I'm the owner."
Whoa. Yeah,
yeah.
She's the owner.
Uh-huh.
She's actually the co-owner,
mm-hmm,
because her and her husband own Getty's Restaurant.
Her and her husband, Arthur.
Mm-hmm. So she sat down and we struck up a conversation and she told us a story that was really incredible.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know what? We got to get her on the podcast.
Yep.
So she's here with us right now, co-owner of Getty's Restaurant in Bar Harbor, Maine. Heather, welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and meet you all.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And we started talking about Getty's Restaurant and what a nice place it is and what a great job you guys do. But the first thing that came to my mind was, oh my God, Getty Lee of Rush. But it's really not Getty's, it's...
Jetty's
Restaurant.
Yes,
right.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's funny, but you get a lot of people who ask you that question, don't they?
We sure do. And they always associate Jetty's with Getty Lee.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They ask if he owns Jetty's sometime.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Right.
And it's funny because you guys actually... You came out with a t-shirt.
Yes, we did.
Love that t-shirt.
I guess Getty Lee's on board, so.
Yeah, he sure is. Actually, sometimes his fans wear the t-shirt to his concerts, and they've sent me pictures of them wearing the t-shirt along with Getty Lee.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was
awesome.
A pretty neat thing.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really great.
Oh.
So there's a little musical connection, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? As we travel, as we come up the New England coast, everybody talks about one thing, and that is you gotta have lobster.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you grew up with it.
Heather grew up here in Bar Harbor.
Yes,
so.
I did. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, great lobster. Lobster's awesome.
And I would imagine every dish of yours has lobster in it, right? No, I'm
almost
just
every.
Almost. Just, no. Lobster is what we sell most of on our menu for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we sell about 300 pounds of lobster a day right now.
Oh my gosh.
So it's amazing.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were there last night for dinner and I had pizza.
Oh yeah.
And it was absolutely delicious. There was no lobster on it, but oh man, that was so good.
I'm so glad you liked it.
You guys have great pizza.
Well, thank you. And we do have a lobster pizza.
Oh, do you?
So you'll have to come back and try the lobster pizza.
Yes.
Of course you have a lobster pizza.
Yes.
So what is it like owning a restaurant in a tourist town in Bar Harbor, Maine?
Well, it's as every restaurant tour knows, owning a restaurant is really a tough job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our customers and it's our wonderful team that we have that actually makes it worthwhile and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have a really great team, you can really do magical things for people that come in the door.
Oh, right.
And we really try to make people's day and we really try to always ensure that our food is really delicious. Mm-hmm. And we really want to make sure that when people leave our restaurant, they really feel good and they had a special moment and they'll have that memory forever.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys pour very good drinks.
Well, thank you.
You know?
Yes.
And the food is always high quality. And I'm really impressed you get cruise ships that come to Bar Harbor.
I bet you like those days when the cruise ships are in. It's
we sure do.
Busy.
I mean, it definitely gets really busy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love the cruise ship customers. Heck, you know what? We like all customers.
Right.
Whether you come by land, sea, or plane, right?
Great. Uh-huh.
And we love the locals and we love the people that are from out of town as well. You know, we love everybody.
Nice.
Well, it's a cool place. And
yes.
We really had a lot of fun there the other night.
Thank you.
Just sitting at
so
the bar
and
having pizza.
I love the way it's decorated. And even from the front, outside, is so cute with the lobster claws and the moose on the roof. Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you.
Did you design a lot of that yourself?
Actually, my husband, Arthur, he's a great idea guy. And, you know, we were thinking one Christmas when we were open year round, we were thinking, what could we do, you know, to really make the town kind of cheery and bright? And so we decided to, you know, have the moose, you know, had that made, and now it's like a beacon, and it's really adds such a nice, you know, happiness to the town, and we're really happy that it's up year round for everybody to enjoy.
We need to go there into town when it's dark out, because I'd love to see that lit up.
Well, right. Yes. Well, actually, I will tell you a story that one fall, there was actually a moose that walked down in front of our restaurant, clippity-clop, clippity-clop,
wow.
And people totally made a mass exit out the restaurant door, walking down after this moose. So that is a true story. Oh, I was not there to witness it, but, you know, talk with the manager, Kevin DeVoe, at the time, he can vouch for it. It really did happen, and it really is true. So sometimes there are moose that definitely come on the island, and they're really good swimmers, so they can swim.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. I would have flipped.
Yeah, that would have been
so there cool are to there see. Are moose on the island occasionally, for sure.
All right, well, that's good. Yeah.
Interesting.
We even drove through Canada, and every time you get on the freeway, there's a sign that says, beware of moose. Guess what? We've seen more signs and we've not seen any moose. It's hilarious. But it is a cool town, Bar Harbor, and it just, what's it like in the wintertime? It must get, are the winters really bad here or something, or?
Yeah. Well, they're just, it gets really dark early, you know, so when it's 5 o'clock, it feels like 10 o'clock. I mean, most people probably want to get into their pajamas and, you know, call it a day, but it's, you know, it's a great community, great schools here.
Is your restaurant open all year round?
We used to be open year round when we first started off, and then we were really busy, but then as more businesses started opening year round, you know, the pie got spread out, and we made the decision that probably wasn't worth being open year round because, you know, we weren't making really the money. You know, we had a lot of food waste and things of that nature. And plus our staff like works like so hard. And we just thought, you know, it's probably a good idea to close for a couple months. You know, just to give everybody a little downtime. And, you know, everybody, you know, really appreciates it. A lot of people work 80 hours a week. It's not uncommon, especially the guys in the kitchen. So
you're from Bar Harbor.
Yeah.
You were born and raised here.
Yeah.
When does the crowds really start to swell here?
The big kickoff is Memorial Day weekend. That's just a little taste of it.
Right.
And then we go through a little bit of a lull. And then the real kickoff, I would have to say, because we're, you know, Bar Harbor is a destination. It's hard to get to.
Right.
I would say the real kickoff is really in July 4th.
Oh, really?
And then August is our biggest month for sure. And then it starts dwindling down. So now that the kids have gone back to school, we're noticeably seeing that all of a sudden there's hardly any children around, and and we serve our kids meals on Frisbees that they get to take home.
What a great idea.
I know, it's a really great idea.
I want
right?
a kids meal.
I know, my gosh.
And so we've noticed considerably that, like, you know, we don't have to go as many times to go get more Frisbees because there's less children around. And there's a lot more couples like yourselves. And it's kind of a nice time of year to come because a lot of us that work here, we have the time to kind of get to know the customers a lot more. And it's a really special time. And it's everyone's very, you know, happy when this time of year comes because everyone kind of needs a little bit of a breather. And, you know, everybody's just super, super tired, but it's almost like just that little bit of a lull helps us get through the end.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I would imagine now that fall is approaching, people come here for the colors.
They sure do. And it's going to be spectacular this time, I'm sure.
What's really interesting is that you were telling us that Jetty's has a rich musical history.
It sure does, yeah.
Bonnie Raitt?
Yes.
Donovan?
Yes.
Wow.
Because before it was a restaurant and bar, it was just a bar.
Yes.
And that's when those bands played there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It really has a lot of rich history. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody kind of grew up going to Bar Harbor. You know, it was the place to go to, especially late night. It was the hangout place. It even turned into a like a disco kind of air, you know, time. We had a DJ. Right. Even my husband DJed sometime, and mm-hmm. he had a big beer garden. It was an open beer garden. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have so many fond memories, and a lot of people have gotten married because they met at Jetty's, or, you know, there's like a lot of really neat stories, you know. Like I just met a customer that had been coming here for 30 years and it was their anniversary, and they always come to Jetty's, and so they have all these great memories of meeting other people there. And it's just it's a special place. It really is. It's just, you know, it's almost like the people make Jetty's special.
Yeah.
You know, it's not us. It's really the customers and all the stories and the history of the building.
Yeah.
Well, your husband actually worked there for a while. And how did you guys meet? And that's how you got involved, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I came to visit my sister in 1995. I had moved away from Bar Harbor and my sisters lived there. And I would come visit. I had known Arthur for a long time, but I, you know, was never really single when I would go visit.
Oh, okay. So you knew him before then?
Yes.
Did you go to school together?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. He mainly grew up in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And so he came here in the summertime. So he, years ago, saw that Jetty's was for sale, and he asked his dad if he could co-sign the loan, but he also bought it with a partner, Steve Shelton, which he's a great friend. He's a really great guy. They just worked their tails off. Arthur ended up buying Steve out because he wanted to pursue other things.
Sure.
The rest is history. Arthur just worked so much. Like when I met him, I couldn't believe how hard he worked.
Wow.
And I remember saying to him, oh my gosh, you must have so much fun. This is like so much fun here, you know. And he was just like shaking his head. He said, just wait till you see how much fun it is after a while, you know?
Yeah, and, right. It's work.
It's work. It's uh-huh. It really is a lot of work, and it's nonstop. I mean, you're eating, breathing, thinking about it all the time. You wake up, you never have a day off. So I was visiting my sister, and her name was Georgette after my dad, because my dad's name was George. So she was the fourth girl, and they named her Georgette.
Cool.
And so her nickname, which is ironic, was always Jetty. So it's kind of interesting.
Oh, interesting.
So she was one of the big reasons why my husband and I met. So when we went into Jetty's, she was like, oh, hi, Arthur. You know, she's very fun, full of life, gregarious kind of girl. And, you know, Arthur and I started talking. And like I said, I had known Arthur for a long time because every single time I would come visit Bar Harbor, that's the place to go is Jetty's. So I would only say, oh, hi, Arthur, how are you? But it was never.
Right.
He had shaved his mustache off, which was so funny. It was just like, oh, he's kind of, you know, kind of cute or something like that.
So
you know?
It was the mustache.
It was the mustache. He was always like, so all the other times he was always very serious in the corner with his mustache, with his arms crossed, and, you know, because he had to look over the place. He had to make sure that everyone was safe and, you know, everybody was having a fun time.
It was just a bar then.
And so there was a lot more, you know, that he was thinking about, you know, that, you know, the everyday average person coming into an establishment that has no idea what goes on in bars or, or you know, there's so much work involved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Always thought he was just so serious, like a serious guy, you know. And and then that night, you know, it was a little bit on the slower side, and I was able to talk with him more, and he asked me out to dinner, and the rest is history.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah, so you kind of you kind of rolled the dice, and
I sure did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was great. But together we really work well together, and I always joke because in those beginning years we were around each other 24/7.
Yeah.
So when I say we've been together, you know, 23 years, it's really been 46 years.
Right.
Yes, right.
It's kind of like us.
Right? It's like it, right?
Yes.
So you really have to be compatible, and you really have to have a partner that can really help you in times where you need a shoulder to cry on, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
When I ended up quitting my 40-hour-a-week job in marketing, and I had 3 weeks paid vacation, I had weekends off, I had holidays off, I had a pretty nice life, you
yes.
know? And then...
Oh, my God. This is a business owner telling you this.
Right?
See?
So when, you know, all the business owners out there, I mean, really, my hats are off to each and every one of them.
Absolutely.
Because it's just, it really is, it's really hard.
Yep.
And
you're married to it.
You are. You're totally married to mm-hmm. it. You know, you just wake up every day and do the best you can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's the customers that you meet mm-hmm. and it's the team that you have. We've got an incredible staff, hardworking crew that have been, you know, a lot of them have been with us for, you know, one of them's been with us 18 years.
Well, it shows.
You know, 13 years, 10 years. So, I mean, yeah.
So what made you decide to include a restaurant in that?
When Arthur told me to quit my job and move in, right? Mm-hmm. I said, well, what am I going to do? I've never, you know, worked in a bar or a restaurant before. I've always been, you know, a corporate kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up for a little while working on a whale watch boat for my sister, my other uh-huh. sister.
Cool.
She had a little galley on the boat and I did that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one day that somebody called in sick. Arthur said, hun, I really need a bartender. Could you just bartend? I was like, I don't even know how to make any drinks. You know what I mean? Hardly, you know what I mean? I don't know what to do. And he's like, you'll be great. Just you're nice. People will love you. Just ask them what's in it and you can make it. I was like, really? So I ended up bartending this one day and I had so much fun. It was so much fun. I was horrible at making the drinks, but I had like a lot of people around the bar and I would just, you know, introduce the people to each other. I mean, it was really fun. It's like people were not leaving the bar, you know, because they were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I was having fun too. Then, you know, they were hungry and I was like, oh gosh, you know, we have a little bit of nibbles. We don't have any full-fledged food. So oftentimes we would go next door and we would order to-go food from Galen's, our lovely neighbor, which is a great restaurant as well. Mm-hmm. We'd bring it over and we'd have them eat Galen's food at our bar if they didn't want to leave. So we would do that for a while. And then we just had this, you know, epiphany, like we could do some food, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And the more we realized it, the more, you know, it was really hard because our hours were, we didn't close until 1 a.m. We didn't go to bed until 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we had to wake up at 8 a.m. to clean, to do all that stuff. And we were like, we can only do this for so long. And even though the restaurant and the food is definitely, it's a whole nother kind of
animal.
Challenge,
yeah.
And, you know, but it's really neat because I think with our ages and everything, it was just a very natural evolution
mm-hmm.
and it worked. So we ended up going like, what are we going to do? So we got a wonderful designer and we talked with him about what we wanted. And, you know, we were talking about what's the best food. We need to have lobster for sure. So we did a live lobster tank. And then we're like, oh, what's the other number one food? Oh, pizza,
yes.
You know, gourmet wood-fired pizza.
Yes.
So we got a gourmet wood-fired pizza oven. We got a lot of people like making fun of us, you know. It was funny because they were like, oh, what do they know about spinning pizzas? And you know what I mean? They only spin record,
right.
you know, like.
Right.
But it was a long journey, but we've finally arrived. And we actually did the retail shop below the restaurant before the restaurant, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But before the restaurant, the year that I met Arthur, during that winter, mm-hmm. my sister gave us the idea of opening up a retail shop
wow.
below the bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was in there before that?
It was an old, awesome, dingy
basement
pub.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was a pub.
Yes.
Oh.
I still miss it too, you know, to this day, but it's just.
Was it part of Jetty's?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
yes.
So Jetty's had a pub down
Jetty's
there.
Had like kind of like three levels, you know, it had like the down basement dingy pub with mm-hmm. pool tables and, mm-hmm. and a bar mm-hmm. and a wood stove. And it was like license plates all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And then upstairs, when you'd enter upstairs, it was like a big beer garden with more pool tables, a boat and a tree
uh-huh.
and another bar.
Uh-huh.
And then you go up a little bit more and that was the interior of the place. And that was like where the dance floor was and the circular bar is still there. It's mm-hmm. still the original bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up thinking, well, what a great idea. Let's put in a retail shop because that's something that
right.
I could do
mm-hmm.
and contribute to the business.
Yeah.
And so that was the first year. And I remember opening up and we only had so much money to buy one kind of shirt and we bought some squeaky lobsters. And people would come in and they go, is this a new store? And I'm like, yes, it is. You know what I mean? And they would come back and they'd feel bad. They'd buy something just because they just knew I was starting off.
Well, that is where I found the Dark Side of the Moose shirt.
Yes.
It's a good shirt.
It's a little takeoff on Pink Floyd.
Yes.
And I remember posting this on Instagram and people have gone nuts.
Yeah, we took a picture of it when we were there a couple weeks ago.
Where can I get this? So I'll tell you in the description below, we've got to put your...
We'll put the website.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Where they can order this.
Sure. Yes, we'll put all that information in the description.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic t-shirt. Mm-hmm. But you know, that kind of brings us to your marketing ability.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we met, you were taking a picture of us just for social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Advertising has changed, hasn't it?
It sure has. And I'm so grateful to have met you guys. It's just... it was kind of neat that I just went downstairs and I just so happened to see you taking a picture of Patty.
Right. Uh-huh.
And it was such a great picture, by the way. I would love it if you could share that one with me.
Yeah, I'll pass it along.
That would be great. But you just were so, I could tell that you really loved the pizzas and I could tell you were having a great time. And I just wanted to take your picture as well. And I just love that when I see people... really enjoying Jetty's. I love to meet new people.
Yeah.
And so it was really great meeting you both.
It was really funny because I asked Heather, I said, okay, so you must work here. And she said, yeah. And I said, what do you do? And she said, I'm the owner. And it's like, oh.
It's like, okay, good.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that was really.
And you know what's so funny? I usually don't even tell people that I'm the owner, but like it was just, I felt that, I don't know, there was something there that I just wanted to tell you guys. I don't know why.
So that was really nice that you took our picture for your Instagram and social media.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when you travel and when you go to different places, you know, people will recommend places to go that they have been, or if they're a local, they'll tell you where to go. And of course, your name came up. Jetty's, which is really Jetty's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, we don't even correct people anymore because, you know, it's kind of like tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
But it's kind of neat that, you know, we have like now a Jetty bear that we just introduced so that people can tell if you're a local or not sometimes by the way you pronounce the name.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yep.
Well, we want to thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And I highly recommend anybody who comes to Bar Harbor, you have to go to Jetty's.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And I highly recommend everyone listening to your podcast and rocking the RV life.
Yeah.
How great is this? I mean, I feel so grateful and lucky to have met you,
thank you.
And thank you for showing me your life. It's really neat.
So there she is, Heather, the co-owner of Jetty's Restaurant in Bar Harbor, Maine.
Yes.
You know, every city has a place to go. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a special place. You know, Cleveland has a place, Columbus, Cincinnati, you name it. No matter where you go, there's always a cool place that everybody hangs out or goes to or a must-visit place.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun. After we spoke, we sat down at the bar again. And we thought, you know what? Let's go outside and get some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
As we're going outside, these two couples come in. And they kind of started talking to us a little bit. And I told the one guy, I said, hey, I said, I left my martini on the bar. Don't touch that.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody was laughing. So we took some pictures, came back in, sat down. And the next thing I know, I hear my name yelled out. Jeff Kinsbach. And I was like, oh God, am I in trouble? Is it the border guard? I don't know, you know. But anyway, this is what happened. I guess the bartender went over to serve this table of four behind us.
Well, she went over to deliver their drinks and she asked them, hey, where are you guys from? And they said, Cleveland. And she said, oh, you know WMMS? And they said, oh yeah, the Buzzer, Jeff and Flash. And she said, well, that's Jeff sitting right there. And they were like, what? And then all of a sudden, he's just said, Jeff Kinsbach.
Yeah. Yelled it out real loud.
No. And it was a full, the restaurant was crowded.
Oh,
the bar was full.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, and we were sitting there with Heather and
we all
a bunch
got
of other
up.
People.
They got up. We're all shaking hands.
Yeah.
We're all laughing that, you know, all of us would meet in Jetty's in Bar Harbor, Maine, of all places.
Jetty's.
And we're just having a great time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was like a big party.
It was. It was so cool.
So if you ever get a chance and you're in the Bar Harbor area, we highly recommend that place.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know what? Before we go, and we're almost out of time here, I meant to say that we did stop when we went through New Hampshire, and we went to the New Hampshire Liquor and Wine Outlet.
Right.
Okay. Now, remember, mm-hmm. we noticed when we were driving up to Maine through New Hampshire that there were exits specifically for the New Hampshire liquor stores.
It was just an exit. It wasn't a street. It wasn't a road. It was just
right to the liquor store.
Yeah, and then you get right back on the freeway.
Yep. And the reason is they don't charge tax.
Yeah.
So we went in the store. Now, we did this for you. We normally would not have gone into that liquor store.
Right, of course not. Right.
So we go into the liquor store. Make a long story short, the prices are really good. Like, for instance, a $15 bottle of wine is probably $11. Mm-hmm. A $13 bottle of wine is about $9. Mm-hmm. And they don't have all the big names, but, you know, they have like Kendall Jackson, William Hill. They have the high-end liqueurs and cordials and liquors and things like that and spirits. So you do save a lot of money if you would stock up.
Right.
So did we stock up?
No,
no,
not really.
We
don't really need anything.
I know what you're thinking. Ah, they're big liars. RV's full of booze. No. Hey, that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Have yourself a great week. We'll see you back here next Sunday. We post our next podcast. Until then, stay safe.
Hey, Jeff, why don't you make me a drink with that Cointreau and that vodka you got?
Oh, a Cosmopolitan?
Yes.
Well, you've come to the right person.
All right.
You should fix yourself one, too.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.